T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Forsley, high slot, looks over. One-timer Ekblad is sliding to Smith. What a save. It's behind him. A scramble. They dig away. Reinhardt Ekblad in front, and he scores. And the Panthers have got one back here with a pileup off to the side of the Pittsburgh net. Aaron Ekblad finding the loose puck, and the Panthers back within one.
Here's Bennett to Huberto, looking back in front. It's shoveled on goal, and they score!
Another one for Ekblad, and the Panthers have tied the game. A backhand top shelf, and the Panthers tie it at four.
Barkov along the right side, looks across, out in front, an open chance, and they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe, the overtime winner! Carter Verhaeghe's second of the game, and the Panthers take it 5-4 in overtime!
Big game for Verhaeghe, as you heard, and Ekblad as well. Last night, each had 2 goals in that game. Boy, that was a crazy game early on. Looked like the Panthers might just hammer the Penguins. Then all of a sudden, they're down 4-2, come back, tie it up, and then get the overtime win in a crazy game. By the way, not to ruin the party last night. A lot of empty seats. A lot of empty seats for an opener. And so there's work to be done.
Right.
There is work to be done. More wins.
They were at about 83% capacity last night if you go by what the game cast was.
Yeah.
17,000 seats there, 14,300 butts and seats. Or tickets sold.
Remember the day of openers? Everybody wanted to be at the opener.
Of course.
For every sport. Baseball, right. Especially.
Opening day.
Right. Opening day, right. Baseball.
Yeah, it was a Thursday, though. So
I remember when people used to call the show. Yeah, I know, Thursday.
It's good. I'm looking for excuses.
It's good, Woody.
Right, good
it
job.
It's tough. You know, people right. work on Fridays.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good one.
Apparently. I saw in, like, England or whatever, they're trying to do 3-day weekends now.
Yeah.
Every week.
Is there anything else you want to say about this? Listen, man. You got to just keep winning.
He is trying, man.
There's nothing you have to say, Wood. Right. There's nothing you have to
say. Look, screw these fans, bro. I'll take the tickets. I'll go.
Good.
The less people that go, the easier it is for me to park, so whatever. Right.
There you go.
It's a good way to look at it.
They keep winning. They will come back. They'll have big crowds, especially when they have good teams they're playing against on the weekends. And the Friday night, Saturday night games. And take advantage of those. But they keep this thing going, and it's, you know, they'll get more fans. There's plenty of people that at least fill up the arena that like hockey and continue to try to grow the same.
Saturday they get the Rangers at home. Let's see how that is. 6:00 Saturday night game.
I did look, and I expect it'll be a nice crowd, right? Really,
yes.
Really good crowd. Much better than last night. But I did look last night, and I went, wow. Just.
I mean, it's tough not to notice, but it's glaring.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was. We got a little work. Got a little work to do. Yeah. Hey, listen.
Not as bad as the thing down where the Orange Bowl used to be, but it's.
Hey, listen, man.
No, no.
Opening
Woody.
Night with the Penguins, that was disappointing.
Woody,
so
I'm not trying to get into another pissing contest about baseball and hockey.
Right. No,
I'm really not.
No, no, no.
You're
listen,
not supposed to say that.
I just wish that we could get in a situation where.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah, that topic would
butts and seats.
I don't even mean butts and seats. I just mean good teams. I just want to have.
That helps too, right.
I would just like to have year in and year out something besides just the Miami Heat are good. And we're talking about disappointment, them getting knocked out in the first or second round of the playoffs. I'd just like to get some more.
Playoffs.
Especially out of our 2 football teams.
Well, that'd be nice, yes. Be good if we're talking about the playoffs every year.
Two one of the most disappointing college football teams and one of, check that, the most disappointing NFL football team to this point has got to be the Miami Dolphins. It just
well, expectation was you have
you look around. Nobody was expecting Detroit or Jacksonville to be good.
No.
So what they're doing is like, okay, but this thing.
Have you decided when you'll be giving your predictions this morning?
Woody, I haven't really at 7:07 with Larry
Bluestein
coming
up. Man. I'm dying to know what you're thinking about these games here. Like, what is Monday going to look like? I'm very concerned for Monday.
Yeah. Anybody thinks this weekend's going to be tomorrow at 3:30 in North Carolina or London at 9:30 in the morning is going to be.
Not going to be easy, but I think we're going to come in here Monday 2-0. Undefeated weekend, football weekend.
Okay.
I do. I think the Canes are going to handle their business on Saturday, and I do think the Dolphins come home without a win. I mean, they might as well stay in London.
Are you more concerned about Saturday?
Yes.
Yes.
I think Sunday, I think the Dolphins are going to pound them. I really do.
Well, let's –
Right?
If there's one to be worried about, I would probably be more worried about Saturday than Sunday.
They're not playing Buffalo or Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's it.
But – still got to show up, and you got to cover guys, and you got to tackle, and you got to block, and all the fundamental things that they seem to be struggling with. Still got to be able to do it, and doesn't matter whether you're getting paid millions of dollars or you're playing for your scholarship and a few extra bucks on the side. You have to show up, and you can't play sloppy, or you don't win. They don't just nobody lays down, especially in the NFL. Like Jacksonville's not going over there with the thought that. Let's keep it close. They're going over there thinking they can win this game. They're watching the same tapes we saw. They're watching the same game we saw last week. And they go back and look at everything. And let's be honest. If Xavier Howard can't play, there's a big old drop-off in that secondary.
Huge.
Where they're going, man, we can. And by the way, you don't think they can run the football?
Yep.
They're going, Christian Wilkins, Raekwon Davis. We can run.
And the way they're running the ball right now.
Landon Roberts, we can run the football. We run inside. We can do a little running outside. We'll see what happens over there, and be a lot to talk about Monday morning with that, and seeing if the Dolphins can slow down James Robinson and Devontae Parker and X-Man have been out. I know we'll have a report coming up here in a few minutes, but both of those guys have not practiced for 2 days. And again, I don't read into it too much yet, but it's kind of weird when guys miss. Two in a row because it seems to be trending towards doubtful.
Well, especially when it's an injury related, not one of these on the injured list where it says not injury related or rest for a day or two. Both these guys and Devontae Parker, when he shows up on the injury list, you have to be worried.
Yeah, usually when he's injured, it's
done. He's not going to, you know.
Yeah, it's right. Can't play. Just can't play. By the way, the other thing is this thing with Manny. We'll have Don Bailey Jr. join us here before they take off today and head up to North Carolina. But so Manny, he earned his money this week because you have to have individual meetings. Your position coaches tell you, this guy's not happy, that guy's not happy, this guy didn't show up. So you have that meeting with him. You got a ton of guys anyway. And you're going, look at your playing time, I can't lie to you. You've lost playing time. You probably won't get it back. And probably going to be – a few guys have already left. We just haven't
– All right, nothing's official.
We don't know yet, but I'm guessing some guys are staying in school but are going to skip on the football part, try to get their eligibility for next year.
I mean, you got to know if you're struggling, you're not going to play as much. You just have to either suck it up and stay there or run to the portal. Right? Like
well,
that's it.
The amazing thing is if you haven't played well by now, and there's a lot of guys that haven't played well that have been around the program for a while, they got to start playing young guys, you know. And this doesn't help. Listen, this is a recruiting killer, which right now is secondary to everything going on because if you change coaches, it's going to be a recruiting killer too. That's almost like a wasted recruiting year when you bring in a guy because of the timing of it and when you're going to do it.
We've seen that before, everywhere,
yeah.
Right.
And, you know, you're just trying to scrounge guys up at the last second to try to get them. And And you got to go back and reevaluate the transfer portal and how many guys. By the way, this Michigan State thing, they're undefeated. Transfer portal's been a slam dunk.
Right.
You talk about going out and getting some guys, a bunch. I think they might have the record for transfer portal guys. They brought in guys that could play. They got some impact guys. They got a tackle from Arkansas. They brought in just a bunch of guys. Their coach was an SEC guy, so he got some guys, some Power 5 guys that were pretty good players. And, boy, they look like a different team. He also had that serious talk that we're talking about Manny had. And I think he told like 15 guys, like, look it, you're not in my plans. Do what you want. That's a good way to run guys out. Right. Like, you can't take their scholarship. Well, you can't really take it away. But the best way to tell a guy is like, look it, you're not going to play.
Right.
You're not playing. I saw your tapes. Not impressed. I'm going to play a different style. If you still want to play, I highly recommend you put your name in that transfer portal and head somewhere else. So he picks up, you know, all those guys leave, open up scholarships, and got himself in a really good situation. So it does work. And again, you do this because you're the new guy coming in and, you know, you're taking a beating. You're not getting the recruits aren't out there that you really want. And the last thing you want to do is start taking recruits you really don't think can play at your level of football that you need to in your conference. It's a pretty interesting thing to go through, and Manny's going through it all. His name, dealing with players not playing well, recruiting right now. I mean, you're trying to hold things together, and the only thing he can really do to fix it right now and stop it, or at least slow it down, because it's not going to stop.
Win games,
man. Right. That's all you can do. Tomorrow's the most important thing for everything. And you need some people to show up and play well, where young guys can go, wow. Man, I want to play there. I want to be that guy. This thing about guys coming in going, look it, see how bad we are? You can come right in and play. I don't think that works.
I think it's a bad way to kind of recruit kids, don't you think also?
I just think guys are thinking, if I'm really good, I can go about anywhere
right.
and play. Like, I can go on good programs and play. That guy's leaving. I think I'm going to have a chance to compete with the next guy. I think that's more the mindset instead of, look how bad we are.
Right.
You can come right in and play. I don't know if that works as well as the other thing.
Just a selling point, right? Like, if you're a recruit, I get the playing time. That's obviously
these guys want to come in and play right away.
But I think you hit the nail on the head with that. If you're that good, you're a 5-star, 4-star kid, and you know you're going somewhere and probably going to play, you're that good. What does it matter how bad the kid is in front of you right now at the school? I just don't know if that's a great selling point.
And then if you keep losing these games, the stability at the top,
right,
and everybody recruits, well, you don't even know who your coach's going to be next year. Man, you know what's going on, Manny, right? You've heard. You want to see some of the stuff we pulled up here. I know you verbally committed to him, but
offense might change, defense might change. Why would you want to be there?
That guy that's been recruiting you, that I know you really like,
right?
He ain't going to have a job. Hell, I might take him next year for you. All right, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Larry Bluestein going to get us caught up on some big boy games tonight. Yep, we got a couple of really good ones. Going to be a good one at Trask Powell and a couple in Broward County tonight. And we'll talk to Larry Bluestein about some of those games as we start to get a little bit closer to the playoffs for high school football as well. So we'll have all that. That's coming up, Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about Friday's a really bad day of, like, you're dragging. You just, man, stay up late. You're dragging. You're trying to get through your day. You stay up late and watch games because you just can't turn them off. They're good games. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got something called Edge Energy Drink. Johnny Law started this thing, and it is fantastic. I talk about Johnny Law. I'm figuring it was a big energy drink guy. Liked them all. Tried them all and said, I can do better. And, boy, he has, because – if you're not familiar with this Edge energy drink and you like energy drinks to get you kick-started during the day when you're dragging a little bit or getting ready before a workout, you need a little pick-me-up, or you just want to put a little something in your alcohol at night on the weekends, a little rum or vodka, boy, that Edge energy drink, it does it all for you, man. A little cream soda, citrus combo taste, it's fantastic. I know you're going to like it. And by the way, you can't get it at grocery stores, but you can get it at liquorsplit.com. 30-minute delivery, 30 minutes or less. Liquorsplit.com will be at your door with all the Edge Energy drink you have if you want to try it out. It's a great way to go. And speaking of trying it out, go to liquorsplit.com, put in the code CHEER15 and get a 15% discount. Tell them Joe Rowe sent you. If you're looking for something a little new, yet maybe have your favorite energy drink, but you're kind of curious, you should be, because this Edge Energy drink is really, really good. Purchase Edge Energy drink exclusively from Liquor Split for the fastest and affordable delivery service in the game. It's the best. Get the edge over the competition. Get the best tasting energy drink, Edge, at liquorsplit.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's liquorsplit.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time to talk to our boy Blue, Larry Bluestein, about the high school football weekend. Blue, good morning. Happy Football Friday to you. How you doing?
You know, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good weekend. You know, last weekend, kind of a down weekend, but starting last night, today, and tomorrow, you have some pretty good action, and I'm excited about it.
Hey, Blue, were you a little surprised last night? Homestead beat on Doral as badly as they did. We've been kind of pumping up this Doral team.
Yeah, I was at the game. I think what happened was you got a lot more athletes right now at Homestead, and Doral's very young, building. Eddie Delgado's done a great job. And what an atmosphere. It was a great atmosphere, district title game. And, yeah, I think Homestead had just a little bit too much for them. Very athletic team, Homestead. They've always had a lot of athletes, but now with a tremendous coaching staff, Coach Simpson's done a great job. And, yeah, great. I was surprised by the score. I wasn't surprised that Homestead won. They kind of got out of hand, and they couldn't stop. Homestead was running extremely well, and they saw Coach Norvell from FSU was there. Coach Higgins checking out the kid Lyons, who they committed, a big defensive tackle who made basically every other play. He's a monster. Yeah. So it was. Yeah. I was surprised, Joe, by the score, but not by the outcome.
All right. Well, let's get to the big boy game tonight. The two Catholic schools. Poor Father Kelly. He didn't know what to do tonight. St. Thomas Aquinas, Cardinal Gibbons, and moved it up to FAU. Said, if we're going to keep our own money, well, let's move it up to FAU and let's play this damn thing. What are your thoughts on this game tonight? Or Saturday night, excuse me.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you know, I kind of snicker at the revenge factor because everybody, oh, yeah, St. Thomas is upset. They're going to. Meanwhile, they Gibbons lost to him 35 straight years before that. Where was the revenge factor there? So, yeah, I just think it's two really good football teams, two well-coached teams, two defending state champs. Come on, guys. I mean, you get two defending state champions in one game again. Gibbons 2 weeks ago had a tough time with Heritage, couldn't close it out. That was their only loss. And, you know, I mean, I like the schedule because now we're here in week 8 and you're playing those tougher teams rather than playing them early. Now you're going to be tested because you got this Saturday and next Saturday, they got to go over to Venice, and Venice is by all counts the top team in the state of Florida. So, You know, I like it. I like it. I like it for both teams. It's I'm one of those guys who think that every year that, you know, Columbus and St. Thomas should play two different recruiting areas, two different, you know, and I think that Gibbons, now that they're back in the mix, should be stick their head in there as well every couple of years.
Does Gibbons talent wise match up across the board with St. Thomas?
No, I don't think so. Not as far as senior talent. They got a lot of young kids, you know, that are emerging. They have a tremendous defensive line. They have some really good kids. But Gibbons is a younger team. A lot of people don't realize, you know, after last year's state title, they had a lot of seniors. But, but as far as talent, they have kids that can make plays. I watched it, the Kamari Moulton kid, the running back, who I think is as good as anybody, just a junior. He's made plays. But, you know, St. Thomas has got they're big up front. They're well coached. They have a quarterback that's won two state titles. You know, they have a defense that flies to the ball. I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. I think a very entertaining game, and I'm glad they're playing at a venue like that.
Who do you like?
I think, you know, St. Thomas, maybe just because of the fact that they're a deeper team. If it comes down to the last, both teams have a really good special team. So I think it's going to be a really close game, really close.
Shaman Abadana, Gulliver Prep, also big one.
Yep. Yeah, it's a huge one. I mean, you know, Gulliver hasn't lost in the regular season in 2.5 years. So, I mean, and they're going up against a Chaminade team that we know. Joe, you and I watched them against Western to begin the season. And defensively, they're as good as anybody. I don't care who. As good as anybody. They've already proven it. I mean, they played a really tough schedule. Gulliver has played who they've played. The only downfall for Chaminade is the last 2 weeks they were off. And that's not by design. It's just because that's how the, you know, COVID got, you know, when Champagnat was supposed to play him, and then last week against Lauderdale. So they may have a little bit of rust, but if they had any injuries, they're healed by now. So, I think Chaminade wins this game. I just think that they're a better defensive team. Gulliver still has a lot to prove as far as that. They haven't been able to get over the hurdle the last 2 years. Lost to Booker T 2 years ago, who eventually won the state title, and then they lost to Cardinal Gibbons last year, and Cardinal Gibbons won the state title. So their losses haven't been stunning, believe me. I mean, they've been against really good competition. I think this is a really good game, a tremendous game to watch as well.
Gulliver Prep, undefeated, been playing, you know, playing really well. How overall is their talent, though? The talent level.
I know
you weren't sold on them. The reason I bring it up, you weren't really sold on them because of the schedule. You saw this happening and said, I don't know how much we're going to be able to tell.
Yeah, well, you know what? They've beaten some pretty good teams along the way. They went into Bradenton and beat Manatee, and they beat a good Dade Christian team, you know, who's really beat them good, and they beat Champagnat really good as well. So they've been firing on all cylinders. It's just I don't think that they've – well, a lot of teams haven't met a team like Chaminade yet. I mean, let's face it. They've gone to state 5 straight years. They won state 3 out of the last 4. They're stacked with talent. They send kids routinely to Power 5 schools. They're well-coached. Damian Jones has done a great job. So, this is definitely Gulliver's toughest game, you know, since last year's Gibbons game, no doubt.
All right, let's jump. You know, you got to have something going on at Tras Powell. Come on, man. This one's got a nice little history to it. Luke got a really good Edison team. You're already laughing. Spent some time at Central, knows all those players. Matter of fact, they all know each other there. Edison's got a nice little team, but they are playing against a different level team, and I'm guessing Central will be up for this game. What do you expect tonight between Edison and Central?
Well, you know, I don't want to close the book so quickly because Edison went to the Panhandle last week, drove 620 miles, played a team that hadn't lost at home in 25 games, took them down to the wire.
That's right.
It was 21-14, you know. So, obviously, Niceville is not Central. Niceville's a very good football team. But I think Central now, because everybody was doubting them, they're playing on all cylinders. They're healthy. They're starting quarterback. If they want him, he can come back. You know, he's ready to come back, but they've been getting a lot of mileage out of their backup, tremendous running game. And I think on the surface, Central's going to go out and try to put the dagger to him like they did Booker T. They didn't want, you know, because if you let these teams hang around for a quarter or two, they're going to do it. And you know, Joe, from playing all those years, that even teams that you don't think are as strong as others, when you let them in and all of a sudden you go to half and it's 14-7, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. I will tell you this. Last year I was at that game, and it was I took a picture of the scoreboard just to have Luther smile, but it was 7-0 Edison last year at one time. I think it ended up 52-14, but it was 7-0. So, you know, the whole thing about Edison, you're a 3A school. You're trying, you know, you're not a deep team. But at the same time, I mean, they're still very much in the mix in 3A. So that's the one thing that they have to focus in. You know, you can't Central's not the team you have to beat to get to state. So it's a team that would be a great community win. And I'm sure that Luther would, you know, like to go, you know, into Liberty City, where they just named a nice park after him, to, you know, kind of, you know, boast a little bit. But I don't see it happening. I just think Central's just too geared and too locked in.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he has done a good job going, taking that Edison job, and he's paid his dues at different jobs in different places to become the head coach there, and has been competitive, as you said, in all these games, even going to Deerfield Beach. That was a very competitive game. So
all the games, I mean, they've played tough, Joe. They really have. You can't take anything away from the fact that the kids are playing hard for them.
All right. So let's jump on some other games you're watching, either in Dade or Broward, that you kind of like that we haven't talked about.
Well, there's a pretty good one. I mean, you know, you kind of on the surface, you kind of smile, but you got Miami High, 3-1, and very much in the playoff picture right now. Coach Paul Valero, his first year. Paul's been, you know, at the college level, and he's been down here before, and he's going against Dr. Kropp, who's 4-1. That's another marquee game, I think. But if I can talk about a few games that went on last night that a lot of people didn't get a chance to see, and one of them, I don't know if you saw the score, but a lot of people are talking it today. Western beat Taravella 91-0.
Blue, I'm going to be honest with you. I told Joe this morning, I think there was something wrong with my computer.
There's no way.
It was 91-0.
With your computer.
How does that
91
happen?
91-0. Well, I talked to the guy who actually filmed the game, you know, because I wanted to get some clarification. He just said that, you know, even with a running clock, every Taravella kept throwing the ball, and Western were returning it for touchdowns. So, it got away.
I told Zach, no way. Right. I told Zach, I go, Zach, they run the clock. There's no way. There's no way somebody could lose. Shut down the Taravella program. That can't happen.
I don't know.
Blue, that's terrible.
It can't happen. But
how does that happen?
I agree. I don't know. I mean, that thing got away. I mean, and you know, to me, I mean, even when you score 50 and 60, I think it's the max, because when you score in the high 60s, because of the fact that you have that running clock.
Did they run it in the second half? Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't think the guy even took his hand off the thing for a timeout.
Gosh.
I mean, you know, no, that's.
Dan Morgan called me last night crying.
Right.
Dan Morgan was crying last
night.
I'm
sure he's not the only one. Yeah, I don't understand that. Coach, let me tell you something. Coach Charles Haefeli's a really good coach at Taravella. I don't think you guys understand. I mean, it's just he's up against it. It's very
91.
Tough. Have a lot of,
you're against it at 54-6.
Not
91-0. That should have been the lead. 91-0. The principal comes out and says, we're going to shut the program down, or we got to handpick who we're going to play. I mean, that's just
Lou. Yeah. I thought about my original doing the scoring summaries for Herald Sports High School and thinking that's got to be the worst scoring summary you've ever had to do for somebody writing that.
Yeah. That's a lot of agate to type. That's a lot of agate to type. I'm telling you, but I will. Yeah. Well, you know what happens, and I've seen it, guys. That
don't try to be nice, Blue. That 91-0.
No.
You could tell me it's the nicest family you've ever been with. 91-0. Even the damn band went home at halftime.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. But you know what? A team like that needs to go independent for a couple of years. And I've seen it happen. Dr. Kropp went independent. Now they're in they're 4-1 and playing a main sheet. But that's what you have to do. You have to build up the JV. You have to build up your varsity to the point where you can compete. So do it at the – I say, you know, you have to do it at a – like an independent team. You can't just go in against Deerfield and schools like that when you're overmatched. And that's what it is. They just don't have the personnel, and that's, you know, that's,
you get nothing out of 91-0 except you're embarrassed to show up to school today because Friday and the kids are going to give you a hard time.
I thought it was a typo. Joe told me it was crazy to think that was true.
I said they run the clock in the second half. There's no way 91 points could be scored.
And they did, and they ran the clock. That's the thing. But
so
yeah,
you're
that's the only
it could
other.
Have been
I mean,
300-0. Jeez, Blue.
Hey, listen, you could have been Cumberland. Remember, Cumberland lost to Georgia Tech 222-0. So, I mean, that's crazy. They didn't have clock, running clock. I don't even think that clock.
You know, Taravella for years had one of the great bands. Used to win all the band competitions. And the band must be just, that's it. We'll wait for basketball season. We're done. No more of the football stuff.
I thought it was a basketball score. That's what I thought it was, a preseason basketball game. Oh, my
damn,
God.
Blue.
Oh, man.
You just ruined it. You ruined the whole rest of the high school stuff. I've never heard that in all the years you and I have been talking about high school football. 91-0. What do you tell your players? You guys look good in those uniforms.
Well, Western, I think it was 2 years ago, Western scored 84 on Miami Springs. So they're used to that.
Miami Springs used to everybody taking their players anyway, so that's been going on. Hey, he's pretty good. He won't be here next year.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'll tell you guys. I kind of wanted to clarify that because I've been getting that. I got texts all night. This can't be right.
The first thing I said, I go, you know, Zach, I can't find the score. Even the paper was embarrassed to put it in.
It's embarrassing, right?
Like, I just don't. Are you telling me there's all the guys that potentially play are holding their girls, apparently holding their girlfriend's hand and not playing football?
Not.
Or maybe they joined the band. Hell no, I don't know how to play, but I'll learn how to play the horn.
All of a sudden, it's 52-0 at halftime, and you're a drummer then.
Yeah, give me that damn thing. Here, big boy, you come out and play it.
Oh, man, I don't want to rip them too bad. I love those people over there.
Blue, 91-0.
I know, Joe, I know. Listen, well, you know what, South Florida fans
Zach,
are living
I apologize.
In a glass house.
I was,
they can't
I said,
be
I feel a little vindicated, I'm not going to lie.
He goes, Joe, this thing said 91-0.
Right?
No way, right? I go, no way.
Well,
all right,
good
Blue.
Thing Western don't play Nova, huh? Oh, my God.
I don't want to even talk about that. Stop.
It might be 50-0. All right.
I'd be lucky.
How do I go from that? And he's a great guy. I'm sure that coach is a great guy. He better be a great guy to keep that damn job.
Right.
All right, let's talk about something really good. AutoNation's good every day. No matter what scores we throw in here, I love me some AutoNation. What do you got for us today, Blue?
No, you guys are 100% right. Yeah, and AutoNation has been just awesome for us, you know, not only on this show, our Monday night show, on 560 the Joe, and you know what? There's sure a lot of drivers out there, custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road, but AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them, and they even buy them. Yep, if you're looking to sell that vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check right on the spot, and you could deposit it right away. So start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are, what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck for you. Hurry off to an AutoNation store nearest you. Get there today and this weekend and have a great time and drive home with a brand new car.
All right, Blue. We got some good ones this weekend. They're going to be good,
right,
tight
guys.
Games. Thank you.
Thanks, Blue.
Thank you. We'll see you. Have a great weekend.
All right, Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Wow. All right, we've got a lot more coming up. Don Bailey Jr. Going to join us before jumping on an airplane heading to North Carolina to talk about that matchup. 3:30 tomorrow, North Carolina and Miami. We'll be back in just a moment.
And now it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Hey, Woody, before we get to your Friday headlines, which I just know is going to be outstanding today, we got to somehow get a handful of these schools that just get the crap beat out of them every week, every year, and if they're bad, and you know, because of the size of the school, and we got to get them literally, and I'm being serious about this. Is not, you guys are waiting for me to say something.
I'm waiting for a punch.
Smart ass.
Sure,
there is nothing like.
I'm waiting for you to wrap this up, to be honest.
We got to get a group of schools that can play against each other so they're competitive. Who?
I mean,
like
91-0.
There ain't no school spirit in 91-0.
School spirit.
I mean, that's pass out snacks to the kids and tell Johnny that it's okay. We're proud of you. All right, what do you got for us, Woody?
Okay, the Washington football team has screwed up again here. They're going to honor Sean Taylor. They're going to put him in the Ring of Honor. They're going to retire.
I think that's good.
No, it is good. All right, and obviously it's a nice thing. They're going to retire his jersey. There's only a couple of other players, only two other players that have received that honor from the Washington football team. The reason they're apologizing is because they announced it yesterday and they're going to do it on Sunday. And they had to come out and apologize. He said they're apologizing for waiting so long to reveal the Taylor honor this weekend, saying they should have given fans more notice. They said, I'm very sorry that the short notice does not properly reflect the impact Sean had. The president of the team had to come out and say.
You know what this is all about. This
they're trying to distract from what's going on over there, which is why they're a pathetic organization.
Sean Taylor's greatness and forget about all the crap going, this investigation and Bruce Allen and John Gruden and Dan Snyder and all the other scumbags in that organization.
Right. How do you do this, though? Like, how... You screw something up that should be so nice like this.
Well, normally if they have a night like that, they announce it before the season. By the way, week five or week six.
Well, it's a big deal.
Right. We'll be retiring this jersey at
halftime. You almost think they're doing this for the wrong reason.
Of course.
You almost think. Mm. By the way, I didn't know this. They preserved his locker from his last game there.
Wow. I did not know that.
So his family's going to be there to get to see it.
Wow.
One of the most
freakish
athletes of all time.
No, how do you announce this 2 days, 3 days before the game?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right, but, you know.
I do. You know what's crazy of all the guys? And it's terrible, this whole thing and the way it's handled. And, you know, you're trying to get family. Oh, by the way, coming up in 4 days, can you guys make it up here? We're going to retire.
Yeah, we need to distract people from all the horrible stuff that happened this past
week. But this is a big thing when you do something at this level for the NFL. I mean,
they've only had two other players.
Yeah.
In that, I imagine there's a rich history there, right? You know,
the Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Washington. Well, they were the Redskins now. Right.
When?
Yes. Washington football team.
All right. Our next story here.
Don't hit me with that corrects crap. I said it. People still accidentally say it.
Yeah, bad people.
All right, I'm a bad guy. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Wonderful's a great. That's great.
I'll see if I can get to something offensive later on here. All right, William Shatner, 90-year-old, stiff and sore after his historic Blue Origin space flight. So he's been running around telling people that he's a little bit hurt here. He said even when the G-force was only at 2 Gs, he said he couldn't even raise his hand.
He didn't look like he was having as much fun as some of the other younger people.
I don't think he enjoyed it all that much.
No. Probably happy when they landed.
Like to get back to Star Trek.
Sore, he aches.
Beam me up, Scotty.
So he could barely get up.
I mean, he's 90. You expect? Probably gets aches when he goes to the bathroom.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah.
90. Looks great. I don't know what to say, Woody. You're looking.
Music coming up here.
Not much to say, man.
Okay, great. We have music coming up here.
I'm about done with you. Go ahead.
Anytime you get to a little gap like that, just say 91-0.
Okay, 91-0. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, everyone cares. All right, Adele has her new single coming out here. It's been 6 years since she's come out with new music. She says her new album will address the most turbulent period of her life. I don't know what her other songs were about, but they were quite
sad.
Depressing.
Right.
But yeah, so this apparently will be about the most turbulent time in her life. I don't know if she's going to sing about new boyfriend Rich Paul or not.
I met a new man. I'm a big fan of the NBA.
And another new album coming out today. Coldplay's new album is out.
Nobody cares. God, you are a self-serving bitch. You really are. Coldplay's out. Great.
91-0.
Fill up every stadium.
I'll remember that later.
That's your best quote of the day, man.
So Coldplay, I don't know if you recall this, but they said they won't tour again until they can come out with an eco-friendly way to tour.
Oh, nice.
They find something?
They actually did. They're going to. This is really
hazmat
lame.
Hazmat suits.
They're going to have a dance floor that will generate electricity when fans jump up and down. They'll also have some sort of pedal power available at these venues as well.
Go Coldplay.
Awesome.
Listen, before you knock Coldplay, last time they toured, they played to 5.4 million people, making it one of the biggest tours of all time, earning them more than $500 million.
Damn, Coldplay. I like them. That's big.
Half a B, huh?
All right, we go to the frozen
pizza business next.
Right. Have you guys seen the new Barstool One Bite frozen pizza?
I did see a picture of the box, right. I did see it.
All right, well, anyway, they've sold almost 250,000 of these pizzas through Walmart.
Really?
I know. Well, they do a good job of promoting their own stuff internally here, and so they've done a good job of that. I have never personally had a frozen pizza that has stood out from the rest. I usually just tend to buy whatever is on BOGO at Publix for frozen pizza because they're all kind of equally as bad.
If I have I don't know if you guys have had one. I'd probably eat a DiGiorno.
I'm just not a frozen pizza guy.
I mean, if
they're just equally right. Like,
don't like cold pizza.
Coldplay or cold?
No, cold pizza. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of cold pizza. I see people, I see the kids eat it cold.
Like out the fridge?
Yeah.
You don't like it like that?
No.
Oh, man.
I had a good pizza when I was in Orlando. You ever go to Uno? Chicago style is pretty good.
Surprisingly good. I've seen that place.
I haven't stopped. Right.
We usually do the Giordano's when we're in Orlando. But we were on like the other side of town, and so we went to Uno. It was actually pretty good. They had a deep dish, thin crust. It is amazing
about once a week. You get the urge for a friggin' pizza,
right,
though.
Totally agree.
It is crazy.
What do you prefer? Are you a New York or Chicago style?
Or New York.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you not know the difference?
I do.
No, there's
I've been around a bunch of different cities, right, Woody. Been to Chicago a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, Chicago might kill you.
You want me to tell you about some of the trips I've been on? Go ahead.
Speaking of killing, Myles Garrett, did you see how he decorated his front lawn for Halloween?
No.
He put tombstones of all the different quarterbacks out on his lawn.
I like that.
Some of the division rivals. There's tombstones all over his front lawn.
By the way, you want to talk about number one pick or first round pick living up to being that guy? Myles bleeping Garrett.
I don't even like what he does on a football field. His offseason workouts where he's that standing jump, right, and he jumps
he's incredible,
like 95 inches, right, in the air.
Outside of hitting the guy with a helmet, he's had a pretty good career.
And finally here, Nokia. Remember Nokia, the phone company?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll be releasing a classic Nokia brick phone for their 20th anniversary here. They're going to re-release the 6310, which came out in March of 2001. And the good news about the re-release of the phone here is it will have the original Snake game.
Wow.
Which, I don't know about you guys, I spent a lot of time playing the original Snake game back in the day. That was fun.
No way Joe knows what that is.
No.
You don't know the Snake game from the old Nokia phone?
No. And can I just tell you this, too? I don't want some big fat go to back to that big fat phone again.
I'm done with those phones.
Yeah.
These phones are getting too big. This was like right up your alley since you can't figure out how to use your current phone.
No, if you're going to go back and bring back a phone, I want you to bring back the original brick phone. The original. Not the Nokia 2001 version.
Oh, you gotta be able to fit the thing in your pocket.
That, like, it came in a briefcase.
You want, like the one from the 90s?
Like late 80s, not even 90s.
No.
The thing's actually kind of nice. Like, it's got a little bit bigger screen. It's run you about $80.
Why don't you get one, Wood, and let us know what you think.
I was doing this to help out the elderly like you, Joe, but
I really don't need any of your help at this point. I really don't. I think I'm okay. I do. Hey, we got Don Bailey Jr., speaking of one of our favorite guys, going to join us to talk some. This got to be tough on Don Bailey Jr., what's been going on for sure.
Right.
He's got coaches, shows, and stuff. Anyway, DBJ is going to join us coming up, talk about the Miami Hurricanes as they get set to take on North Carolina. So we'll have all that for you. Zach, before that, though, if you're watching a 91-0 high school football game and you go home after that, and you're one of those coaches, what are you drinking?
I would normally tell you just to have a nice little glass of Zaffer rum, but in that case, it might be two or three. Try to go to sleep that night. I mean, I could see that happening. But if you're going to do that and you're going to have a rough night like that, or you're having a great weekend, it doesn't matter, Zaffer rum is your answer. I had this amazing product a couple years back, and I love it. Zaffer rum is unbelievable. I was blown away by the taste of what rum should taste like. It's unlike any other rum that I had before because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. Yeah, so if you're looking for an upscale and luxurious spirit, you need to try either the 21-year-aged bottle or the limited edition 30-year-age bottle of Zaffer rum. Perfectly balanced with a taste of fruit and spice, have that elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. And speaking of cigars, even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zaffer rum by saying, with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. Zaffer also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute, just another one of their prestigious awards there at Zaffer Rum. And now it's your turn to enjoy Zaffer Rum when you go to your favorite restaurant or bar, or you're going to the liquor store, wherever you're going. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Also, social media friendly at Zafarum. That's Z-A-F-A-R-A. And Zafarum reminds you to always drink responsibly, because there is no rum without Zafra.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.